Up next is Monomina.
You think I'm an ignorant savage, and you've been so many places, I guess it must be so. But still I cannot see if the savage one is me. How can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know. Think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name.
Was Monomal with Colors of the Wind.
I'm gonna read this, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get like loopy. La la loopy, because it's.
I've been
really
loopy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my first note is, whoa, what is this track? Because I don't think I've ever heard this background version of the song before.
Me neither.
I kind of like it. Yeah, I kind of like it too. However, I didn't like the fact that I was getting one ear rape going on.
Yes. Well, it wasn't completely pan, but it was pretty heavy.
Well, at one point I took my one ear, because I have like the earphones that like, they're not earbuds, they're like actual earphones.
Yeah.
My ears are oddly shaped and the earbuds don't fit in my ears, they just fall right out. So I have like headphone style things, but they still are removable. So at one point I took one ear off and I heard a hint of the music with the vocals, and then when I switched it to the other, I heard a hint of the vocals with the music, but it was extremely overpowered to one side or the other. There was only a hint of it in either side. So that was a big boo-boo. this is a thing that I mentioned, I think, last night, again, about the consistency when there's a hiss to your microphone. Yeah. Careful about there's a hiss to your microphone, don't silence the hiss in between the words, because it only makes the hiss stand out more. Because we hear the hiss behind the vocals, and then we don't hear the hiss in the dead space between the vocals, and then when the hiss comes back in, it's just like more like in your face that there is a hiss there. So when you have a hiss, it's better to just let the hiss be. Don't silence the hiss in between your words than to do that, because it makes it less noticeable that there is a hiss there to begin with. I thought your vocals were nice, but I thought that dynamically it was kind of all very on the similar level. I really didn't think that it, like, grew or anything. It just kind of seemed like all one level-y to me. And then there was spots in the middle. There was one section, and then a little bit after, not all the way then, but toward closer to the end, where the pacing of your rhythm got a little wonky. But then you, like, fixed yourself, and then it got a little wonky again, but then you fixed yourself. So, overall, decent job. Jeffers?
Yeah, my first note was, interesting backtrack, I like. And then, like, yeah, like Amby said, there was a lot of, like, beginner mistakes in the mix, like the pan mm-hmm. vocals and the vocals being too soft and, you know, the background hiss. But, yeah, I think, like, with more practice, Manamana, you'll, like, improve on that. Because overall, this is a lot better of a first mix than I've heard a lot of other people do, so... Yeah. It had reverb. I'm impressed. I agree with Amby. It was, like, vocally nice, but could have used more dynamics. And especially more of a build into the chorus, because the chorus kind of, like, the music swells, and I would have liked your energy to swell a bit more, too. But I did like the last paint with all the colors of the wind. I thought you had a nice build there. And I agree that the last chorus had funky timing, but I think it was more of the track being a little bit off, because, like, the whole thing sounded a little bit ahead of the music, just slightly. But overall, like Amby said, decent. Zell?
I have to be the third. I do agree with the interesting backtrack. And you know me. I like backtracks.
It's unanimous. Everybody likes the backtrack.
Okay. Yeah, I did the same thing as Amby, where I was switching around the headphones. Because, I mean, I was doing like crazy throughout this whole thing. Because I thought I was going crazy or something. Let's see. You weren't really getting those high notes, like you were trying to reach for them, but you like jumped, you didn't get them, and you just fell back down. Or that's the visual I'm trying to use. Could have used more motion, pitching on higher notes. Could have used a better build. And I think this was just my computer, but was it glitching for you guys a lot near the end?
I don't think so.
Okay, that was probably my computer then. All right, and that's all I have.
Okay, Manamana. And up next is Princess Clary.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Till as old, old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. certain as the sun. Rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, beauty and the beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme.
Cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
And that was Princess Clary with Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, for some reason, this was a surprise song choice for me. But, like, in hindsight, it's like a no-brainer. Like, I thought you sounded very good on this, Princess Clary. And your accent was so charming in this. I thought it really, like, completed the song. I also like your backtrack. It was, like, different than the normal one. And I like
it. Yeah, it's one I've never heard before.
It was, like, subtly different. And I really like that. It was like a little bit more contemporary sounding. Let's see. I liked your dynamics and your phrasing a lot. And your ending line and talking as Mrs. Pot was very cute.
Oh my god. So I know cute. Why she did that. I know why she did that.
Oh really?
Someone did this during Perform It, and she like threw bit like, where was the chip line?
I remember that. Oh, really? Not that you mentioned. Now I remember where that was from, because I remember she mentioned that. It's like, where did she say that?
I thought that was a nice touch. And I like that occasional twang you had in your. I think that's the wrong word. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Every so often, on some of her belting notes, she would like. I don't know how to describe.
She went a little bright for some words for me.
Yeah, she did. I don't know how to describe it, but. Whatever you did, I like that. Like the, I don't know. I have that when she sounds more British on certain lines, but that's like very, very poor description.
Considering that she is British,
like yeah. The way the tone of her voice changed, and I like that. There was a little bit of puffs here and there, but not too bad.
Inflection, is that the word you're thinking of?
No, it was her actual tone changed a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
All right. I need to stay awake. Okay.
You can do it.
I love the gentleness you had at the soft part at the beginning. It was like really sweet. I was like, oh, she's like a mommy. Then I have the words, and I don't know why I wrote these down. Same surprise and rise. And then under it, I have some bright vowel. So I don't know if they're actually together or not.
I think those were the words that she sounded different on that I was
talking. Yeah, it had that different feel to them. I would like to hear her do the pop version of this song, or the...
Which one?
More popular.
There's, like, several.
There's one pop, the Celine Dion pop version.
Yeah. Celine Dion, yeah. I like the dynamics in this, and cute little acting bit at the end. Ambie?
Okay. I don't know if I like this as much as they did. I'm not gonna lie. Because this is my one problem with it was I felt that you were a little too staccato through the entire song. Because I kind of felt like you were going like, tale as old as time. Well, not like robotically like that, but it just felt like I would have liked for you to flow a little bit more with it. Because I didn't really feel like, I felt a lot of intensity behind it, but I didn't really feel a lot of like real emotion until the very end. Like when you went into like the soft, Tale as Old as Time, like that last one, Beauty and the Beast, like that I really felt like an emotional connection to the song. But before that, I really just didn't feel, it felt a little too note focused and like, you know, how people sometimes do like the, like, this is how long, this is a half note, so it must be this many beats, and this is a quarter note, so it must be this many beats. It kind of felt just a little too strict for me. I would have liked it to have been a little bit more free-flowing.
I can see what you mean by that, yeah.
Too attentive for you.
Yeah, that's what she said that I did. But, like, yeah, and I laughed my butt off when you did it at the end because I knew how much you, like, wanted that line when someone did it. When I think it was Aria did it. And she was like, where was the chip in the cover?
Yeah, I think it was Aria. It's not that you mentioned it.
It was Aria, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I need to follow up perform it better than I do.
Yeah, because I had to look back to see because I wasn't sure if Aria had sung it during Happiest Competition and I had to, like, double check that, but she didn't. So, yeah. But other than the staccato thing, I thought, like, all the notes were sung beautifully. I just would have liked them to have been a little more legato-y, and I think it would have made it a little bit more, you know, dancing. No. Like, I couldn't picture them dancing a waltz to this. Like, it didn't seem like, you know, flowy and such and so forth. Like, that was my, like, biggest issue with it. But other than that, I thought it was very good.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Alright, so then,
up next is someone get the list?
No one. Because that was it. We had four official drops. And those were, Ara J, Haru Host, Mr. Sister. / Margot, and Sweet, do you want to say it, Selena?
You guys suck.
Say it.
Say it. Sweet Poofin, as Sweet Alina says Poofin. It, but her actual name is Sweet Poffin. Or Poffin. It was Poffin. Because it was P, because she pronounced Poffin. It with like an...
Like Poppins, but we went
like when she Because when she like put it out like ebonically, it was P-O-H. So...
Poffin.
Poffin.
I think it's Poffin, but I don't know. Whatever.
Poffin to me. Like, HR Poffin stuff or something like that.
I'm down with names anyway.
So, those four people dropped. So, but that's... I expected some other people to drop, but they didn't. So I was proud of them. They did not.
Yeah.
So then, we have not talked yet over the 20 people that are going to be going through. So now we're going to pause, and we are going to talk about it. It's probably going to take until 5 a.m. for me.
Oh, dear.
Then we'll talk to you. Then you'll only hear in a couple seconds now.
All right.
So, pausing.
We're back.
Right. So we're back.
After a very long deliberation.
It is after 5. Yeah. Like I said it was going to be. It's 5:15. My son is coming up. I want to go to sleep really bad. So we're just going to get through this really quick because everybody's all anxious about it.
Mm-hmm.
So... basically, this is in no particular order. Like, the first three people on the list are the three people that were saved last week, but the rest of it is in no particular order because we were kind of sporadic about how we were saving people.
Yeah.
So just because you're called in a certain order does not mean that's how you were ranked overall as, like, winner or not. We were a little sporadic and, like, putting people on the list and removing people from the list and putting them back on the list in a different spot. And,
right.
Yeah, kind of crazy. It was a little crazy. So, obviously, the fast passes from last night were, and to reiterate, so they're the first three people into the next round, Nani, Heartless Masquerade, and Faded Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So who wants to be the first one to save new person?
Sure. Let's just go in our usual order of episodes.
All right, then.
Okay, so then Jeffers, you can start.
All right. We'll save Rochelle. We discussed the list already, but yeah, Rochelle, you're saving.
Yeah, we're saving. Like, this is... we've already discussed this list. This is just how... yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the way it's laid out. The next person that's going to be saved is Mega Dizzy.
All right.
And then the next person after that is going to be Princess Clary.
And after that is Moniker Silent.
After that is Captain of Squad Zero.
Thank you, Zell, for your nice emphasis on that.
Saved next is going to be Gil Dragon.
Okay, and after that is Lash.
And then after that is Maddie.
So then
after Matt.
Oh, there's nine spots that was left?
None, because that's 11, so then we have 9 spots left. So then after Maddie is another Omi.
All right. And next I will save Sharp Cookies.
And I will also save Silver Soulbird. I almost said Songbird.
it's hard to, like, remember between the two. It's so close. Of the bird variety.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I'm going to save Carly / Katsurikaruku, whatever her name is.
Kaoritsuo?
Carly. I don't know Kaoritsu. What her name is. I've just gotten too used to calling her Carly that quickly.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then I will save Genesis.
I will save Read to Me.
All right, so we have 3 spots left now.
Yes.
So this is where it got down to the nitty gritty. Yes.
It's like trench wars right there.
Yeah, there was some warfare between some of us. There was like. next person being saved is Melly.
All right, and there's 2 spots left. So number 19 person through is Valkyrie Celeste.
And you last person, we slaved over an hour for you.
This was ugly.
This was very ugly.
Blood was almost shed for this one. And so, the lucky sir or lady who got passed for number 20 is Seaglass.
That's the list!
Yes. All right. So
it was, unfortunately, the people going home tonight are, and this is in alphabetical order because I'm just reading down the list of the color, the people that are in the color purple, because that's the color of the people that are eliminated when we, Forget Regret, Oliviana, Amanda, Animated 93, Audrey Go Lightly, Blue Man 39, Chester, Hugabug 008, Manamana, Miss Voice of an Angel, Nikki Bryan, I almost forgot the T. OMG Awkward Turtle, Sakono, Songbirds, Spaz Cakes, and Temporary Butterfly. Yes. And it's sad because not all of you were bad. It was just some of you got a little outsung by like a little bit.
Yeah.
Like it got close in the end.
Very close.
Yeah, that's for that 20 spot was really difficult.
Yeah. Spot number 20 was a battlefield.
It was a battlefield.
But yeah, so thank you though, guys. And if there's a season 3, I hope you guys will audition for season 3. Mm-hmm. And there's gonna be some shows coming up in the fall that I think that some of you would be interested in, like Gleek Out.
I don't remember. Sing It 10, I believe.
Sing It 10 is gonna be coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
X Factor.
That's going on
X Factor,
now,
yeah, that's actually going on right now, guys. So, yeah, that's Princess Clary's show, The X Factor.
Isn't ACTed still taking...
No, we're in the round.
No, they're closed. They're closed.
Oh, okay. I bet.
Yeah, ACTed's closed, Lone Star's closed, and One Voice is closed. But X Factor is open right now.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, and also, if anyone is going to drop, please let us know ASAP. So we
because we already have like 3 people in the way, like the 3 people that were like the next 3 on the list that
would be our backups.
Be our backups, yeah. So, we're still doing this, and so on and so forth. So, to reiterate the next themes, the immunity is the good versus evil challenge, which,
it's self-explanatory.
Sing either a song by a good guy or a song by a bad guy. One or the other. No in-betweens. And then the main challenge is live-action Disney. Any kind of live-action. Oh, we had a question about, like, movies that were, like, half animation, half live-action. So if the song is sung in live-action, it counts. If the song is sung in the animation portion, it does not count.
So, like, Enchanted, it has to be in the real world sections, right?
Yeah. So, like, True Love's Kiss wouldn't count, but How Would You Know? How Do You Know? Or Happy Working
Song. So, technically, the character has to be live action, not animated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, you know, if you wanted to sing Zippity Doodah, like, there's some animation in that, but it does count because Uncle Ray sang it. It does, because, because he was alive when he sang it. I think he's dead now, but that was bad. That was, and the due dates for this are the 3rd and the 4th of July. Oh yeah, na 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 na.
Talking about
America.
Yeah.
So that's about it. I'm going to sleep now.
Good night.
And expect an email tonight after the listen.
Yes.
Yes.
Indeedy do.
All right. Congratulations, all.
Congrats on this very brutal cut.
Yes.
It was brutal. Hopefully the rest of them will not need to be this brutal.
No, hopefully. Mm-hmm. All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.